Jess eyed the amount, doing the math in her head. It didn't add up. Ricciardo had undercut her again. Reasonable overtime, my ass, she grumbled, stuffing the payslip into her back pocket as she slumped into his office chair. 52-hour weeks were the new norm, replacing the 45 that had already stomped all over her original 38-hour contract. This was getting ridiculous. The argument wasn't new, but it was time to step up and have a serious conversation with him. She needed more money, or she'd never save for a house with Adam at this rate. What was the point of busting her ass for the same amount? Time to bring it up again, threaten to leave, and see if that would make him listen. The rickety chair groaned as she leaned on the armrest, staring blankly at the front of house monthly roster on the wall. Her 52-hour schedule stared back, mocking her. As one of Ricciardo's longest-standing employees, Jess knew she'd be missed, and that was the sore point she could push on to try and get things to change. Otherwise, unemployment didn't look so bad. She could totally live off two-minute noodles for a while. Jess couldn't pinpoint the exact moment she'd started to hate her job. At first, she'd loved it. The bustling energy and the late nights, fresh out of uni. It was a fun job that was secure, and Ricciardo paid her well. 8 years later, as the hours snuck up and the money remained the same, her patience had thinned to non-existence. Late nights and long days left her with little energy at home to just be Jess. Resting her hand on her chin, she thought of her friends Taylor and Sam, newly engaged and sailing together along the coastline of another beautiful white beach. She tried not to envy them, but in moments like this, it wasn't easy. Jess had a full day ahead of her. It loomed long and large, each one feeling like rinse and repeat. At least she only had an afternoon shift tomorrow, before 2 days of blissful nothing. Then she thought of the laundry she needed to do, the stack of dishes still left in and around the sink, and the fact that she really needed to call her mum for a check-in. Jess stopped her internal to-do list, bringing her focus back to the here and now with a deep breath. She'd promised herself she'd do another meditation session tonight to try and reel in those negative thoughts and keep herself in the moment rather than sulking about everything that wasn't going right in her life. She let her breath out slowly. Much better. Ricciardo's drab office around her wasn't helping. The back end of a restaurant was usually the opposite of what diners saw out front. Everything was in disarray. While Ricciardo ran things smoothly, his office was messier than the snack table at games night with her friends. Stacks of paper lined the desk, and clipboards hung on the wall. Clearing her mind, she left the cluttered space behind and stepped into the frenzy of the kitchen at peak dinner time. Jimmy was spooning hot garlic butter over a steak, the flames licking at the edge of the pan like they wanted a taste. Her stomach grumbled at the thought. There was no way she'd get a break now, even if she wanted to. She eyed the clock on the wall, time for her next round of customers. The front door swung open as a pile of women walked in, laughing and chattering. One after the other, they streamed through the doorway, the noise level cranking up as they raised their voices to hear each other. It felt like 20 conversations taking place at once. Jess narrowed her eyes at the tablet in front of her, trying to concentrate as she tapped in the family's order at table 6. 12 women later, Ellie had efficiently settled them at Jess's final table of the evening. Jess gave her a grateful smile, scooped up a pile of menus, and headed over.
Welcome to Limone Restaurant. I'm Jess, and I'll be your waitress tonight.
Jess tried to make eye contact with each woman at the table as she talked them through the weekly specials. She loved making everyone feel welcome and relaxed.